It's a museum with its own mine underneath the floor. An unusual but effective idea on promoting the industry that once flourished here, and perhaps may flourish again. We'll head to a uranium mine on today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
You can find several mining museums across the country, but the one in Grants, New Mexico is far different from all the rest.
It's the New Mexico Mining Museum, and it has several different subtitles, but the one that is the most dramatic is the fact that we are the only uranium mining museum in the world.
From the 1950s through the 1980s, uranium was mined in the area. However, health guidelines and richer deposits outside the country shuttered the industry here. Bob Clark says that may be changing, though.
There are several uranium mining companies who have properties here. They're lobbying, they're promoting the possibility of reactivating some of the mines and even building new ones.
Even though the mines are closed, there's still one that's operating, so to speak, that you can see.
The museum is a simulated mine. They dug out a mine and outfitted it accordingly. And then this building is structured on top of that mine.
So visitors can take the elevator below the New Mexico Mining Museum, see a working replica of the uranium mining that once took place, and perhaps may take place again someday.
It's fully outfitted uranium mine, and it's very well done, and people who know more about museums of that nature than I do are very complimentary, and we certainly appreciate that.
Old Route 66 also passes through town, bringing a steady stream of visitors who can explore the once-thriving uranium mining industry that helped build this town. Traveling the countryside in Grants, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.